As the strain upon the healthcare sector and disability services created by COVID-19 comes into view, the pandemic will now act as the catalyst for questions on the ability for the NDIS to support some of Australia's most vulnerable. One of the scheme's original architects, former Labor leader Bill Shorten, spoke to Max Tillman about the future of the NDIS and the millions of Australians who rely upon it.
With over 380,000 participants with disabilities, 747,000 people on the disability support pension, and over 280,000 receiving the carer payment, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS, has seen COVID-19 have a profound impact upon the availability of services and indeed a livelihood threatened for millions of Australians. For one of the original architects of the NDIS, Shadow Minister for Government Services, the Honourable Bill Shorten, the impacts of the pandemic should be a stark reminder of how vital a piece of national infrastructure the NDIS has become.
The National Disability Insurance Scheme is one of the really important threads of the nation's safety net. You know, there's the age pension, there's superannuation, there's the award system, Medicare, but also now I'd say the NDIS is up there. It's one of the top five pillars of our safety net. And for hundreds of thousands of people, it's the difference between dignity and desperation.
Since March 21st of this year, almost $600 million has been paid in one-month advance payments to almost 5,000 providers to offer immediate cash flow relief and ensure services could continue. Whilst as of last week, more than $300 million in weekly provider payments were processed, indicating the majority of services in the NDIS are continuing and participants are still accessing the disability supports they need. But how capable is the system of maintaining a continuity of services for those with disabilities and a continuity of income for those who care for them?
It's always difficult in tough situations. Do you go to Pollyanna and Blue Sky and say, well, they're giving it their best go and, you know, let's all be happy? Or do you go too negative and say, you know, everything's just crap and what the government's done is crap? I probably would walk a line somewhere between the two exceedingly positive and exceedingly negative views. I think there has been some thought given, but I thought it was slow, I'll be honest. Specifically, it's a $550 per fortnight coronavirus supplement being paid on some payments for people on the DSP or carers. And I think that is a problem. I think that the government's rationale for not giving this payment to people on the disability pension is that they say that these payments are already higher than the DOL or Newstart. And they're generally paid to people who are not in the workforce. And so because people aren't in the workforce, they're not so directly impacted by the economic impacts of coronavirus. But that's a fiction, isn't it? The argument that somehow you're not impacted because you're not currently working.
With fair pay for a hard job now one of the big questions surrounding the NDIS, the Australian Services Union, the Health Services Union and United Workers Union have applied to the Fair Work Commission last Tuesday to introduce a temporary award allowance to cover the 130,000 workers employed by the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The $5 an hour compensation is for risks in assessing clients suspected of having the coronavirus. The Commission had its first hearing yesterday and Shadow Minister Shorten entirely supports the plan.
I think it's reasonable. I think one of the ironies, of course, of at long last the Newstart being increased is that the government's increased it to a level now that for some disability workers they might almost be better on Newstart or JobSeek than they would be going to work, which is a reflection on the low wages and disability. I also think we want to deliver a system in the NDIS where individual workers go out to individual houses, and I'm supportive of that, but we're asking people to take on board systems of work where we should have the best health and safety and the best training possible. So I think the push for an improvement in the remuneration is overdue and sensible when you look at the other thing, of course, is not only the status quo, which is too low, not only the nature of the work in the new labour market, the disability, but the biggest issue for me coming out of this pandemic of the big picture in disability is where are the workers going to come from?
So, where do we go from here? As Mr. Shorten makes clear, despite the scale of the NDIS and the many success stories to come from it, COVID-19 will be the catalyst for some deeply existential questions on the ability for the scheme to support some of Australia's most vulnerable.
I do worry longer-term trends. Will the government try and raid the NDIS to pay for other debt? I don't know. They say they won't, but I think it's legitimate anxiety. Also, I think that employment for people with disability could get pushed down the priority list and is not doing that well now. I think there'll be a lot more and there'll be a lot more insight to emerge as well.
Shadow Minister for the NDIS and Government Services, the Honourable Bill Shorten, ending that report by Max Tillman.